Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets from the Quran. And as I've mentioned repeatedly, we look at these stories not just as stories, but we try to extract a lesson that we can live our lives by. And we're once again going to be revisiting one of the stories of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And what we're going to be talking about today from the life of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam that is mentioned in the Quran is the very famous story of the splitting of the sea, the parting of the ocean, the parting of the sea. And the lesson that we are extracting today, kind of the theme, if you will, is Allah is with me. This is a very common phrase in our vernacular as Muslims. We say it quite often. We even sometimes make dua for one another, where we say, Allah ma'ak, may Allah be with you. So what does that exactly mean, to say that Allah is with me? And what does that imply? And what do we take from that statement of Allah is with me, Allah is with us, may Allah be with you? And Allah has promised this reward many places in the Quran, in Allah ma'as sabirin, in Allah ma'al ladhina taqaw. Allah is with the people of God consciousness, taqwa. The people who fear Allah, Allah is with them. Allah is with the people that are patient and strong. So what does that exactly mean? So we visit the story of Musa alayhi salam. And this is spoken about a few different places in the Quran. We'll mainly be referencing Surah number 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara. But we will go over and take a look at something really remarkable that Allah says in Surah number 20, Surah Taha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah number 26, Ayah 52, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. After Musa alayhi salam had gone and stood in the court of the Pharaoh and preached to him and warned him and stood up to him, and then Allah had sent multiple reminders, very severe reminders, the signs, and Fir'aun still did not accept and he did not believe and he still did not release Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that night, Allah commanded Musa alayhi salam, an asri bi ibadi, take my servants, Bani Israel, and depart with them at night. Innakum muttaba'un, but be mindful of the fact that you will be followed. They will not let you leave easily. فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. In the morning time, when Pharaoh and his people woke up to find that Bani Israel were gone, then Fir'aun summoned all of his armies together from all across the kingdom and amassed everyone together, a force unlike anything that part of the world had ever seen. And he gathered them together to pursue them. And he, when they were all gathered together, it's like one of those scenes that maybe you see in a movie, it's like an entire horde gathered together. And then Fir'aun stood in front of them to rile them up. He said, "Inna ha'ula'i lashirdhimatun qalilun." These are a puny, small, worthless group of people. "Wa innahum lana lagha'idun." But they dare defy us. "Wa inna lajami'un hadirun." And we are ready to deal with this rebellious group. "Fa'akhrajnahum min jannatin wa'uyun." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interjects here into the scene. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what they did not realize was that they were, everything was playing out according to Allah's plan. Allah pulled them out of their luxurious gardens. وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ Allah pulled them out of their luxurious residences and all their treasures that they had amassed for generations on the backs of these people. كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was leaving everything for Bani Israel to be able to inherit and come into. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ So in the morning time, the next day after, the army marched out in pursuit of these people. Now, this is an army that's marching. Bani Israel, they were families, they had elderly, they had women and children. They were slow in their movement. And so the army was gaining ground on them very quickly, as Allah had told Musa alayhi salam they would. But then what do Bani Israel find? The next day they finally arrive, where? At the shores. There's the sea in front of them, an ocean in front of them, the Red Sea. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ So the people of Bani Israel, they look in front of them and they see the ocean raging. How do we go into that? And by the time they assess the situation, they turn around, they can see the army approaching on the horizon. And they went to Musa alayhi salam and they said, Inna la mudrakun. We're done. We're dead. We're trapped. What have you done? They panicked. And Musa alayhi salam at that moment says that powerful statement that is our lesson for today. He says, Kalla. Absolutely not. You are wrong. You are incorrect. Inna ma'iya Rabbi. My Lord is with me. My Lord is with me. We go to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again at night, the themes are fascinating and how they align. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to escape at night while his home is surrounded by assassins, dozens and dozens of individuals that have been collected and gathered and sent to assassinate him, to murder him. And he escapes in the middle of the night by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his companion, his friend, is with him. And they sneak out at night and they go to the outskirts of Mecca, Awali Mecca, the outskirts of Mecca. And they climb up on a very, very difficult mountain to climb, Jabal Thawr. And then they find a small little crawl space tucked away there that's not visible at all. And they go and they crawl inside of it. And they stay there for 3 days and three nights, 72 hours inside this small crawl space. And eventually on the last day, they can hear the bounty hunters, the enemies, coming near them, talking to one another, looking for them. They can hear them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu even peeks out and he can see them in the distance. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu starts to worry about the safety of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his friend, don't worry, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا Allah is with us. In the hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, مَا ظَنُّكَ بِإِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا What could ever occur to two people when God is their third companion on their journey? Allah is with us. So Musa alayhi salam, coming back to the story here, Musa alayhi salam says, No. Inna ma'iya Rabbi, my Lord is with me. Allah is with me. Say ahdini, and He will make a way for me. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a way for him? Fa'awhina ila Musa. Allah commanded Musa alayhi salam, أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ Walk into the water. Wade into the water until the water is at your chest where you can't go any further. Do your part. Go that far. And then say the name of Allah. Say Bismillah, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ by the permission and the will of Allah. And then strike the ocean, strike the sea with your staff. And when Musa alayhi salam does that, Allah tells us, فَانْفَلَقْ The sea split. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالتَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ And the water stood up. miraculously, the water stood up to the point where the water looked like mountains on either side of them. And this is the part where I wanted to switch over to Surah Taha, Surah number 20, ayah number 77. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when telling us about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسًا يَبَسًا. Allah uses the word yabas, that the pathway, when the water, when the sea split and the water stood up like mountains on either side of them, walls on either side of them, and when they stepped down onto the floor of the ocean, what did they find? That the floor of the ocean, yabasan, was dry. Allah, it was not muddy even, Allah says. Allah says, yabis, yabasan. It was dry. Allah separated the particles of the water from the dirt, from the ground, to the point when they stepped there, it was dusty. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what happens when Allah is with us. That's what it means that Allah is with me. And then Allah says, وَأَزْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ. And then we drew in the others. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ. Fir'aun and his army, they followed them onto the floor of the ocean. وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then when Musa alayhi salam and the believers, they crossed through over to the other side. And when they had reached the shores of the other side safely, ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we drowned all the rest of them. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. The water completely covered them, out of sight, out of mind. They were gone, disappeared, finished, vanished. That was the end of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, in surah number 26, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً. This is a sign. This is a reminder. This is what we believe in. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The problem is, most people don't believe it. May Allah forgive us, but may we not be from amongst the people who read it, recite it, listen to it, and still don't believe it. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. But always remember that our Lord is the one who is almighty against the enemy, الرَّحِيمُ, and most merciful and compassionate with the believers. But this is the meaning of when we say the statement, Allah is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that He will be with us. We just have to do our part. Like Musa alayhi salam had to walk into the water. We have to believe, we have to do our part. Come here, stand here, pray, fast during the day, give our charity, abstain from sins. Do our part to the best of our ability. And have hope and have faith and keep turning back to Allah. And know that the promise of Allah is true. And Allah has promised that He will be with the oppressed. Allah has promised that He will be with the believers. We just have to remember that promise. And we make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with the believers who are oppressed wherever they may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them and grant them victory. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.